This is VOA News. I'm Nicole Libous. U.S. President Donald Trump is wasting little time going on the offensive after his attorney general declared he did not commit a crime, according to the 2-year investigation by a special counsel into the 2016 campaign's alleged ties to Russia. VOA Washington Bureau Chief Steve Herman has more.
An emboldened President Trump is suggesting there could have been treasonous intent by some of those who were trying to link his election campaign to Moscow, and that now needs to be looked at.
It was a false narrative. It was a terrible thing. We can never let this happen to another president again.
The report compiled by special counsel Robert Mueller is still secret, but Democrats in Congress are vowing to ensure it is made public as soon as possible. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
President Trump has officially reversed more than half a century of U.S. policy in the Mideast, formalizing a move he announced in a surprise tweet last week. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The U.S. is now the first country recognizing Israel's sovereignty over the Golan Heights, the strategic area along the Syria border it seized 52 years ago.
Historic action to promote Israel's ability to defend itself.
Israeli leader Benjamin Netanyahu stood alongside here at the White House, visibly thrilled. The rest of the international community regards the Golan as Israeli occupied. Syria says the move shows Washington's the main enemy of Arabs. And Amnesty International says the president's violating international law by condoning Israel's illegal annexation. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Israeli forces struck targets across the Gaza Strip on Monday in response to a surprise rocket attack from the Palestinian territory. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu spoke about the unrest during that White House meeting before cutting his trip short to return home. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo warned his Russian counterpart Monday that the United States will not stand idly as Russia escalates political tensions in Venezuela. Venezuelan and Russian media reported that two Russian Air Force planes landed in the capital city of Caracas Monday, carrying a Russian defense official and nearly 100 troops. Russia has backed incumbent leader Nicolas Maduro, while the U.S. and dozens of other countries have shown support for Juan Guaido, who declared himself interim president after a controversial election last year. The International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies is appealing for $30 million to provide aid for 200,000 of the most vulnerable survivors of Cyclone Idai in Mozambique. VOA's Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
IFRC Secretary General El-Hadi Assi is launching this emergency appeal after returning from a visit to Beira in Mozambique. Cyclone Idai destroyed an estimated 90% of the coastal city, according to the Red Cross. C says the scale of the crisis is staggering and survivors' living conditions are appalling. He says one shelter facility he saw is a disaster in the making.
One of them I visited was in a school, 3,000 people in a school of 15 classrooms.
C warns of a high risk of waterborne diseases such as typhus and cholera. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Boeing says it plans to hold a briefing Wednesday for 200 pilots, technical leaders, and regulators as it works towards returning its 737 MAX planes to service following two deadly crashes within 5 months. Airlines around the world grounded the planes earlier this month after the Ethiopian Airlines crash. The flight data recorder showed what Ethiopia's transport ministers called clear similarities to an October crash of the same model plane in Indonesia. Boeing is working on a software update for its anti-stall system, which the Federal Aviation Administration wants to have in place by sometime next month. U.S. prosecutors on two coasts charged President Trump critic attorney Michael Avenatti with extortion and bank and wire fraud. A spokesman for the U.S. attorney in Los Angeles said Avenatti was arrested Monday in New York. In the New York case, he's accused of threatening to use his ability to get publicity to harm the sports apparel giant Nike. In the California case, Avenatti was accused of embezzling a client's money to pay his own expenses and debts, as well as those of his coffee business and law firm. Apple announced a new streaming service, Apple TV Plus, which will house its original shows and movies and could compete with Netflix, Amazon, and cable TV. The iPhone has long been Apple's marquee product and main moneymaker, but sales are starting to decline. I'm Nicole Libous, VOA News.